everyone, and thanks for joining us on OHL News. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. Coming up on this week's show, the OHL Cup is on the line this week in Mississauga. The top minor midget teams from Ontario and parts of the United States are competing at the annual OHL Showcase Tournament hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. We'll get an update on the event coming up in a few minutes. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is goaltender Brandon Maxwell of the Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. The overage goalie captures the award for the second time in the past 3 weeks. Maxwell posted a 3-0 record while allowing an average of one goal per game last week. In the past month, the Majors went from a team uncertain whether they would make the playoffs to a team that could finish as high as sixth in the Eastern Conference. Let's also give credit to a couple of other players who had great weeks, as Kitchener's Tobias Reeder scored 9 points in 4 games, while Barrie's Ivan Telegan scored 5 goals and 8 points in 3 games during last week's action. 3 OHL teams are listed in this week's BMO CHL MasterCard Top 10 rankings. The London Knights remain at the number 2 position, and the Plymouth Whalers maintain their 6th overall ranking. The Niagara Ice Dogs have moved up one spot to 9th. Honorable mention to the Ottawa 67s. And staying with rankings, but among future OHL stars, the final rankings leading into the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament saw the Toronto Marlies of the minor midget Greater Toronto Hockey League on top, while the Mississauga Rebels second, the London Junior Knights third, and Detroit Bell Tire fourth. Check out the full list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. And speaking of the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, that's where we find the OHL's Director of Central Scouting this week. Daryl Woodley and many other scouts are on hand to check out the latest group of minor midget hockey players who are competing for the OHL Cup, while many are hoping to make the jump to the Ontario Hockey League next season.
Daryl, right off the bat, the OHL Cup tournament going on as you and I speak right now. Some exciting hockey, certainly busy times, but such an important event. What's it been like over the first few days in Mississauga?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the premier events of the minor midget year, obviously. You get the best teams with the best players. You know, the games leading up to today have been competitive. You know, there haven't been any real blowouts. It's been competitive hockey, you know, and meaningful games. You know, you don't want to lose a game because that could jeopardize you moving on in this tournament as well.
You've seen this tournament evolve over the years. I'm sure it's turned more and more every year. It's, you know, it's OHL Showcase Tournament by name, but the teams treat this like it is their championship event for the year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the minor midget year, they don't have an OHF title, you know, like they do in Major Bantam and Minor Midget, I mean in Minor Bantam and stuff like that. So this is basically their Ontario Championships. Yeah, it's a showcase because it's, you know, you get the scouts get one last chance to see all the elite kids and the best teams in this tournament, and you know, that's what scouts like to see. You know, I want to see kids win in the big games and stuff like that, and that's what this event does.
And I'm sure it's nice to be able to see the players, you know, with their club team, see them in a game situation, see them down by a goal late. How do they handle adversity? I think that's got to be an important thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, when I was working with Barrie for the last couple of years, you know, you want to see the kids that win the championships because, you know, they've been there. They know what it takes. You know, it's those kind of kids. They have character. You know, it's the kind of things a lot of GMs and head scouts I know are looking at. Who's playing Saturday night and Sunday afternoon in the championship games? You know, it's big qualities of kids. You know, you know, it's a business, and you want to get the kids that are going to be able to win as well.
You mentioned, of course, your time with the Barrie Colts. Now with OHL Central Scouting, how has season one treated you in that role?
Well, no, it's been good. It was a little hectic at the beginning just because I was hired so late in the summer. You know, I didn't get hired until the middle of August, end of August. So it's kind of behind the eight ball to start the year. But, you know, the staff at the OHL office, Dave and Ted, they've been great with me, you know, helped me learn as I go along. It's basically the same job as what I was doing, but you know, you have more admin stuff, more stuff with our database and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been a good year so far, and you know, I've learned a little bit this year, and you know, hope to take it to the next level in the next couple of years.
For OHL Central Scouting, it's a case I would think there are some similarities, as you mentioned, to working with a team, because like with a team, you have a team of scouts that are going around the province into the U.S. to check out players and report back, and everybody sort of crosses over and everything along those lines.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got my team of, you know, I've got 11 guys working for me throughout Ontario and into the States. And, you know, we're still putting together a list of, you know, top players that, you know, we distribute to the general managers and head scouts of all the 20 member teams. So it's, you know, it's not much different. You know, when I was working for Barrie, I had my list as well. So I'm still putting together lists, but now I'm getting, you know, instead of one owner or one head coach critiquing it, I've got 20 GMs and head scouts critiquing our work and, you know, and asking questions on what we see.
Yeah, I'm sure you must be getting excited for the OHL priority selection on April 7th.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it'll be a little different this year, not working for a team and not making selections, but, you know, I'll be busy enough doing everything else, you know, that goes along with the back stuff of the draft that, you know, you don't see in the, you know, you usually don't see, so.
That was OHL Director of Central Scouting, Daryl Woodley, who was on hand for the OHL Cup Tournament in Mississauga this week. The action runs through Saturday there, and then the final is Sunday at the Herb Carnegie Centennial Arena in North York. The Ontario Hockey League, in association with the Canadian Hockey League, has launched the Fram Prestone Drive for the Cup promotion for the second straight year. It's an opportunity for fans to win some great prizes, predicting what's going to happen throughout the Canadian Hockey League playoffs. And hey, a chance to win some bragging rights as well among your friends, family, co-workers, anybody that wants to take you up on the challenge. Great prizes include autographed CHL jerseys, Kobo e-readers, iPads, and even the grand prize that consists of an LED TV, Blu-ray player, surround system, and an Xbox. Check out all the information. You can register right now at drivefortheCup.ca. That's drivefortheCup.ca. And of course, as the playoff matchups are set, you can make your picks. Before we go, the Ontario Hockey League has released the results of the annual coaches poll. Eastern and Western Conference players are ranked in various skill areas, from hardest worker and hardest shot to best skater and even top shootout goalie. Check out the results at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, this weekend puts a wrap on the 2011-2012 Ontario Hockey League regular season. Coming up next week, we'll tee up the playoffs. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.